SyndicatedNews.net is privileged to have Pulitzer Prize nominee Richard S. Lowry as our political analyst. While Mr. Lowry is embedded with the sailors and Marines aboard the USS Bataan, it is our distinct pleasure to also be the voice for his updates. This is his April 27, 2011 report. To the shores of Tripoli. Greetings from the USS Bataan underway in the Mediterranean. 206 years ago today, on April 27, 1805, a small band of United States Marines led the first American action on foreign soil when they attacked the harbor fortress at Derna, Libya, in America's first undeclared war, a fight against the Barbary pirates. The United States Marine Corps has a long-standing relationship with their brothers in the Navy. The Marines were carried on the very same journey in 1804 as we are undertaking today. Lieutenant Presley N. O'Bannon, USMC, sailed the Atlantic and Mediterranean with his small band of Marines to the shores of Tripoli. They marched 500 miles from Alexandria east to Derna with several hundred mercenaries braving mutiny, desertions, and the desert. After a long trek, they assaulted and occupied the Derna Harbor Fortress on April 27th, emblazoning their names in the pages of the United States Marine Corps history books. Today, the 22nd Marine Expeditionary Unit, MEU, may not return to the shores of Tripoli, but the historical connection is not lost on the 4,000 sailors and Marines who are sailing across the Mediterranean. In this deployment, the Marines are returning to their roots as an instrument of American foreign policy. Once on station, they will await the President's orders, providing him with countless new options in these turbulent times. O'Bannon sailed the seas in a small American flotilla, including USS Nautilus, commanded by Oliver Hazard Perry, the USS Hornet, and the USS Argus. Today, the 4,000 sailors and Marines of Amphibious Ready Group 6 are returning to the same troubled waters aboard USS Bataan, USS Mesa Verde, and USS Whidbey Island. Lieutenant O'Bannon recaptured the Derna Harbor Fortress in the name of Prince Hamet Karamanli. In appreciation of the Marines' efforts, Prince Karamanli presented a sword from his Royal Guard to Lieutenant O'Bannon. All Marine officers have carried the Mameluke sword ever since. Marines of the 22nd MEU hope that they too will have their opportunity in the coming months to become a part of American history. There is certainly no shortage of chaos in the region. Whatever their assigned task, the sailors and Marines stand ready to execute their orders. Semper Fi. Richard S. Lowry reporting from the USS Bataan.